If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
The consideration is that I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president.
President Biden defending his re-election bid, saying he is the best candidate to beat Donald Trump in November. It's his first news conference since the poor debate performance a couple of weeks ago. Answered questions about his age, repeated questions about his ability, and calls on some inside the Democratic Party to step aside. Live team coverage to Washington now and WOKV Samantha Manning. How's the Biden camp reacting so far this morning?
Yeah, Rich, so President Biden's campaign is saying they look at last night as the president successfully fending off some of his doubters. You know, it was the most high-stakes news conference of his political career, arguably. The president had showed moments of fluency and command of detail at times, especially when it came to answering foreign policy questions. But he also had moments where he stumbled over his words and flubbed names, right? When one of the more jarring moments that's getting a lot of attention, President Biden mistakenly referred to Vice President Harris as Vice President Trump. And that mistake came just hours after a separate event during the NATO summit in Washington when President Biden introduced Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as Russian President Vladimir Putin, immediately correcting himself. But between the two incidents, it's been getting a lot of attention from yesterday. Still, despite that, Biden campaign saying this was a success.
So as we look to the bigger picture here, is the pressure only increasing among Democrats there on Capitol Hill for Biden to end his reelection campaign, or does this kind of tamp down some of it as the week is drawing to a close?
So, of course, the Biden campaign was hoping that it would put an end to that, but that's not what we're seeing. We're now up to around 20 Democrats in Congress who have publicly called for the president to step down. And when that news conference began yesterday, 16 Democratic House members and one senator had called for him to bow out of the race. After it ended, three additional Democrats issued statements, House Democrats issued statements urging him to withdraw. So clearly it wasn't enough for them to convince him to stay in the race even after that press conference. And, you know, Rich, it's not only lawmakers, of course, right? More Americans are expressing concerns. In a Washington Post ABC News poll that came out yesterday, 85% of Americans said President Biden is too old to serve four more years as president. Mm-hmm. And in that same poll, 60% said that they felt former President Trump, who was 78, is too old to serve a second term. But certainly when it comes to age, it's really affecting the Biden campaign the most.
Indeed. Sam, your bags are packed for Milwaukee next week. How do you anticipate the Republican National Convention to handle the Biden question? Do they just embrace it and say, let's have him be the nominee, bring it on, we can beat this guy?
Absolutely. I think they're going to be reveling in this, right? They're watching more and more members of his own party come out and say, hey, look, you know, you need to step down. And I think they are definitely going to be taking advantage of that. And they'll be reminding folks and voters and anyone who's going to be tuning in that even his own party, some members of his own party, they don't want him to be at the top of the ticket. So I very much expect that to be a recurring theme next week.
You ever been to Milwaukee, by the way?
I have not. This will be my first time, and I'm looking forward to the cheese curds.
Yeah, they are great. I was just going to ask you about whether or not you got that on your list. Milwaukee's best. You can have a nice cold one at the end of the week. Not during the week. You got a lot of coverage to bring our way. Samantha Manning is going to be live in Milwaukee, and we'll have comprehensive coverage for you next week of the Republican National Convention. And we'll cover the Democratic National Convention in August the very same way. But be listening starting Monday on Jacksonville's Morning News. We do have a number of local elected officials and unelected officials who are delegates to the Republican National Convention. Among the two state House members, Dean Black and Jessica Baker, will hear from both of them early next week on Jacksonville's Morning News. Florida issues will certainly be front and center for many who will be carrying the message from Florida to Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
If your restaurant has slow bathroom drains and grease blockages, call Superior Plumbing and Pipelining. Superior Plumbing and Pipelining's high-pressure sewer jetting and camera inspection of the drains will assure your peace of mind at your restaurant. Request a free estimate at SuperiorPlumbingJax.com.